moderate to low everywhere else. And top temperatures today should reach about 21 Celsius, 70 Fahrenheit. Radio 1 Newsbeat, that's the latest. More at 7 o'clock.
Morning, Britain. Radio 1 with ya!
You've got to get up in the morning with a smiling face and show the world all the love in your heart.
A very good morning to
you. People gonna treat you better. Yes, you will. And you're beautiful as you
feel. Oh, I hope you feel immaculate.
It's Thursday morning at 6:30, and now live from Hufty's Boxer Shorts, it's The Breakfast Bit with Chris Moyles. Coming up this morning, we'll find out how you can make a million from emptying ashtrays in our new feature, Buttwad. Plus, we'll reveal the connection between sheep and shag as we take an in-depth look at woolly carpets. But now, please welcome Mr. Lizard Breath himself, it's Chris Moyles.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Big Breakfast.
Hey!
Oh, I'm only joking.
Hey!
Thank you very much to Clive Brucey Baldy Forsyth Warren for the last couple of hours. He's a really lovely man, isn't he?
Oh, the best.
And morning to my accountant and next door neighbour, Dominic. Hello, Dominic.
Hello, Chris.
How am I doing for money?
Oh, you're rich.
Oh, fantastic. It's not like somebody called Chris on the radio and breakfast show to talk about their money, is it? But we like to be different on this show, don't we?
Yeah.
Thanks. Uh-oh. Right, here we are till 9 o'clock then. Well done to Phil, who's going off to see England beat the Argentines.
Come on.
By the way, if you are an Argentinian person who's listening to Radio 1, you're living in our fine country, then, you know, obviously good luck and we wish you all the best, all right? But we will...
Chris?
We will kick your ass. What?
Those hand gestures you're doing.
No hand gestures at
is
all, being made.
God, is it?
You can't do that.
If no one can see me, if you are an Argentinian football fan...
I might be an Argentinian.
No, you're not. You're Chinky Chonky.
Oh, yeah.
You're Slitty Vitty.
Yeah.
There you go. So, commiserations to Dave and Jeff, but Phil is very excited. He seriously was on the toilet, which is probably the best place to be when your nerves are that bad. You know, because you are going to pap your pants. All of a sudden, you find out that you're off to the World Cup. He thinks he's going to go to work today, but he's not. He's going to the World Cup.
Fantastic.
He's going to the World Cup.
Thanks to all Radio
1. So tomorrow, when we speak to the people, it'll be, have you got a passport? And can you get to Heathrow? And are you on the toilet?
Exactly. Have you got some Kleenex? Mm. You know, exactly. So everybody wins a copy, but especially Dave and Jeff. I know it's a bit of a commiseration thing, but they win a copy of the music of the World Cup, which is the girl called Alice Olole. Something was it? Alice Olole. Alice Olole.
Olé.
What's the one before that?
Alice.
Ale.
Ale.
No. And then what's the one in the middle? Ola.
Ola.
So it's Ale, Ola, Ale, Ole.
Ole.
What's that mean?
It's all foreign.
Is it?
Yeah.
Flippin' it. They're getting everywhere, these foreigners. It's not like the World Cup's been held in France or anything. And we played Lightning Seeds off their track 20. We played Lightning Seeds. And we'll send that CD to poor little Jeff. Look, there we go. In fact, right, we'll all sign it. This is Jeff's copy here of Ale, Ola, Ole, Ole, was Olo, Ole, Olo, 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 Ole.
All right, mate.
So there we go. I'll sign that there. Tough titty. Chris Moyles. There we go. Well done. You win a CD. And we'll find out tomorrow just how pappy Phil's pants are when he's at St. Etienne for the World Cup.
Yeah. Radio 1, live. John Peel's Meltdown 98 is coming.
Corner Shop.
Sonic Youth.
Techcraft. Spiritualized.
Broadcast.
Love and Fire Sound System.
Delgado.
Blur.
Culture.
The Silver Apple.
Jesus and Mary Chain.
Suicide.
Clone.
Add N to X.
John Peel's Meltdown 98.
Listen from Tuesday, 8:40.
97 to 99 FM. Radio 1. Live.
Hello.
everybody. Hello, come on.
Hello. Hello.
And lovely Piers is here to brighten up our day. He was very upset last night. He was very, very disappointed. But look, you know, good things come out of bad things. He's turned up in a shirt, all smartly presented.
Yeah.
With his hair all neat and tidy.
Yeah.
It even looks washed from here.
I'm trying to look my best.
You know, it's nice that you should. And I think you've made it an effort, and we definitely appreciate you turning up to entertain the nation this morning dressed like that. Beautifully. Round of applause.
Well done, Piers.
I'm in my Homer Simpson t-shirt, my lovely little Homer shirt, which I'm very, very proud of, which I bought in America, by the way, of which I'm going to on Monday. Did I mention
really?
That?
Yeah. Right.
I'm in my Homer t-shirt, and Ben's all lovely in his New Zealand t-shirt.
New Zealand
one. Oh, here we go.
So what's Dave wearing there? Rags is the answer to that. So we asked the nation to phone up 0500 110 100 if you wanted to sleep with Comedy Dave to cheer him up, to help him.
The phones went mad.
They certainly did. Two things. Obviously, he's very upset about the score last night, the result last night, the penalty taken. But also, he was chatting somebody up in the pub last night. It didn't go very well.
Well, we don't know that. I left, so...
Yeah, but he would have said something, wouldn't he?
Do you seriously think that I would say anything to you?
I said to you, if you tell us what happened, if you...
I will
finish it.
I say nothing to you.
You tell me, I'll finish it.
Because you have no filter between what's in your head and what comes out your gob.
If you say to me, Chris, I did very well, I'd rather not talk about it, you know I'll leave it there.
My private life's my private... I don't say anything to you.
Did you get a phone number? Yeah, he did, look.
Just go back to your place. Because he was late getting up this morning.
He looked knackered, didn't he?
Yeah.
I'm not so handsome.
There's a little smirk.
Hey, those 3.5 minute sessions can really take it out of you some nights. Come on, Dave. The nation
I'm
wants to know.
I'm saying nothing.
Did you boff last night? Come on! Did you score? Did you get one in the net?
No.
Did he slip it? But no, he didn't.
No!
Batty misses and Dave misses. Oh no! Oh. It was a chance for Comedy Dave, but he missed it. Dave, we were right behind you. Not literally, of course. Hoping that you could score once more. Because it hasn't been a long time, has it? It's been a long time, in fact. Was it Christmas 87? Was it something like that?
88.
Comedy Dave, our hearts are with you. And can we have that packet of three back? The lager, obviously. The little sachets of do-it-yourself lager. Yeah, do-it-yourself lager. You know what I'm talking about.
If only I could turn back time
on Radio 1 on The Breakfast Show. I'm Chris Moyles, hello. That was from the soundtrack to the film Sliding Doors. And I tell you what, right?
What?
There's a bit of Sliding Doors was filmed near where I live.
No way. Just down the road.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
No, it's
what?
True.
What? A bit of it was filmed just round where I live.
Whoa.
No way. Dave, I don't believe you.
Dave?
None of it was filmed by me.
Oh, well,
that's just the area. What,
by you?
Well, well I mean,
you
near
make
me.
Films, do you?
No.
All right.
Not anymore.
Ladies and gentlemen, Comedy Dave, who did not pull last night, despite chatting up a woman in the pub for ages. If you were that woman, by the way, who got checked, did she know you were Comedy Dave for Radio 1?
Yeah, hey.
Did she really?
Yes, she did, because Zoe, as I said earlier, gave a running commentary of Dave's proceedings and said, "Psst, Ben, he's just told her that he's Comedy Dave from Radio 1.
No. Is that like a come on line? By the way, darling, I know I'm not very attractive, but I am Comedy Dave. Is that what it was?
No, she said it to me first.
What, she said, "Are you Comedy Dave?"
Yeah.
Just like that?
Yeah.
Out of the blue?
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't prompt her anyway by saying, "I work with Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
No, I said that afterwards.
And I'm not called Ben."
No.
Right.
I promise you, seriously, I'm telling the truth.
Whatever. If you were that woman last night who got chatted up by Comedy Dave, or you know her, 0500 110 100. Call us up now and say hello. All right, we will continue to entertain the nation with songs from Garbage and John Bon Jovi and Bewitched after news and sport with Sophie. It's just after 7:30. Thank you very much. Right. Let's play true or false now. Line one, hello.
Come on, Chris.
Come on, better than that. Line one, hello.
Come on, Chris.
That's better. That's what we need. What's your name?
My name's Sarah.
Where are you calling from, Sarah?
I'm calling from sunny Salford.
Way.
Hey.
Whereabouts?
I'm in my bed.
You're not naked, are you?
Actually, guess what?
What?
I am.
Completely?
Mm-hmm.
Slap a part of your body for us.
Pardon?
Slap a part of your body for it.
Slap a part?
Yeah.
Hang on.
Oh, which bit was that?
That was my rump.
Oh, blight. Is there a lot of rump?
A moderate amount.
Okay, all right. Hey, Dave, one for you there.
Excellent.
Are you married? Are you single?
I'm single.
How old are you?
29.
Are you choosy?
Yes.
Forget it then, Dave. Who would you like your chill force question from this morning?
Let's go for Dave.
Comedy Day, well, that'll be a first. Off you go.
True or false, at his brother-in-law's wedding, soul singer Usher had the job of making sure everybody was sitting in the right place in the church.
True.
It's false, I'm afraid.
Oh!
Bye-bye. Line three, hello.
Good morning, Christopher.
Good morning, caller.
Well, I've been given your number by a friend of mine, and apparently you're pretty good at these mobile discos, so I'd like you to do me granny and me granddad's Ruby wedding anniversary. What do you reckon?
When is it?
Well, it's in about 2 weeks, and it's at the Victory Reform Club. We're prepared to pay you £60 plus beer. What do you think?
How much beer?
Well, as much as you can drink.
Ooh.
Well, which is going to cost you, admittedly, like a sort of bumping up to about £500, knowing you. Yeah. By the way, Paul Shane out of IDI, is that your dad?
It's me.
It's you?
Yeah.
Hey, oh, fuck. Hey, you've had a good facelift since then, haven't you, lad? Anyway, how are you?
I'm very, very good, thanks.
How on earth can you not be so happy after last night's debacle of that referee?
Because it falls on us to entertain the nation.
Oh, you top bloke. You know, I've heard you're dead sexy, but I can't see it myself.
Right. It's because I'm on the radio, you see.
Anyway, who are you having your question off this morning? Oh, sorry, that's your line, isn't it?
Hey, listen, when I go on holiday on Monday, do you want to come and fill in for Kevin and Zoe for another week?
Bloody hell, anyone could do a better job than them, surely.
Ooh!
Ooh, bitchy, bitchy.
Ooh! Hey, flap your legs.
Hey, by the way, come!
Hello, Fifco.
I reckon he's hiding his homosexuality with this northern macho thing.
Yeah. What's this? Who?
What? Nothing.
Nothing. You started it.
You started it.
Calm down, lad. Calm down.
Who would you like your true or false question
for? You sex god.
True or false? You're a little bit over the top.
Oh, don't know about that. False.
It's true. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Stay on the line. We'll come back to you, right? We'll see what line four's like. Hello, line four.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, line three.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
What's your name?
I'm called Leslie.
Leslie?
Yeah.
How old are you?
29.
Married?
No.
Single?
Yeah.
Attractive?
Pretty much.
Really? What do you look like?
I'm petite, dark.
Was that it?
That was it.
What, no arms or legs or eyes or anything?
Yeah, I've got them sprouting out all over the place as
She'll
well.
Sure do.
You got arms sprouting out all over the place. What colour eyes have you got?
Blue.
What colour hair have you got?
Dark brown.
Dark brown. How petite are you?
I'm 5 foot. And everyone's going to laugh now. 8 stone 4. About. That's petite.
And what's your best part of your body?
My teeth.
Your what?
Teeth.
Oh, God. Sorry, I misheard her. That was a dream come true. All right, who would you like a true or false question from?
You, please, Chris.
Ben, okay, no problem.
Oh, hello, morning. True or false, penalties should be banned.
Oh, true.
Definitely true.
True.
True or false, Beckham should be banned from football.
False.
No, it's true.
Oh,
sorry.
No.
See, I go with the listening on that one. I think it's false.
Why?
Because I don't think that we should all wag the finger at Beckham. He was a silly boy, but he's still a good player.
Can't be blamed for it.
Yeah.
He can be blamed for
he
it.
Can't be blamed
the incident
for it.
Was over. He'd
all right,
won the battle.
All right. This is not, you know, Des Lynam's debate hour. Give her another question.
No.
Go on.
I'll get it wrong.
Pardon? Comedy Dave's going to give you one, Leslie. Strap yourself in, love. It'll be a short and bumpy ride.
True or false, pink possums prefer to drink gravy through cheese straws rather than get their little pink lips wet.
Oh, do you know what? I could believe that, but I'm
going to
say false.
It's true.
Oh, no!
Oh, no.
Leslie, thanks for having a crack.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Line three.
What? Oh, I'm still here.
You're still there?
Yeah. What's up, lad?
Well, listen, you didn't win on true or false.
Yeah, go on.
Right, but seeing as though you're the life and soul of the nation...
Get out of here.
And that's what we're trying to do.
By the way, can we say testicles on the morning show?
No.
No.
Oh, okay, so we can't say testicles.
No.
Right, sorry.
But you can talk balls.
Balls? That
has been proved for the last 6 months.
So, come on, Christopher, I mean, you're a top bloke, but your honest, your sort of opinion of last night's referee, please.
Well,
apart from testicles.
Well, with the risk
can't
of
say that.
With the risk of upsetting lots of people, he's a foreigner, isn't he?
Yeah.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
No.
What?
Hang on. Girls, I'm on the phone to Radio 1, calm down. But it's quite important. Nice to meet kids, Elizabeth and Amy. Would you like to say hello?
Well, I'd love to, but it's only a 2.5 hour show, I'm afraid, mate.
Anyway,
and we're really
going
to get on. I'd just like you to, in your best fine voice, just say, this is Radio 1 and Bewitched is coming up next.
This is Radio 1, good morning, is Bewitched.
No, that's not what I just said.
Sorry. Okay, try again.
Go.
This is Radio 1, very good morning, Bewitched is coming up next.
Radio 1.
Live.
France 98.
First, we gave away tickets to every first round match.
The winners were Chuff.
Tell your dad stop phoning, right?
Now they're in France.
And they're still chuffed.
I'm having just the best time of my life. It's just brilliant. I don't want it to end. I just want to stay here forever. It was excellent. Really enjoyed it. Like, tears in my eyes. I actually cried when I walked in the ground because it was just amazing. Who do I fancy? I'm here to dinner football. There's Alan Shearer, just there on the pitch.
Best thing that's ever happened to me, and I just can't believe it.
It's just been brilliant, really brilliant. Something that I'm going to remember for the rest of my life.
The World Cup winners from the station that chuffs.
97-99 FM.
Radio 1.
Hello, good morning, I'm Chris Moyles, the saviour of early morning radio, filling in for Kevlin and Zoli, who are in jail. Where are they, Piers? Do you know where they are?
They're on their holidays.
Do you know where?
I'm not at license to tell you.
Have they gone on holiday together?
No.
Are they secret lovers? You can tell us, you work with them every day. Are Kevin Greening and Zoe Ball secret lovers? Be honest.
There has been rumours.
Really?
Oh, but they're false.
Oh, no. Any rumours in the, any truth in the rumours about you and one of the breakfast show members?
Absolutely none.
Really? You and Kevin? It's not true?
Yeah.
Okay. So, here we are. We're on all week during the breakfast show of Kevin and Zoe. They're back on Monday. And many, many people have done the show through the years. You've had, Simon Mayer did it for a long time. Tony Blackburn was the first. David Lee Travis did it for a while, but don't let that put you off. We're back on track now. And, of course, one of the best, if not the best breakfast shows ever on Radio 1 was presented by the bearded legend that we now know as Mr. Noel Edmonds. A round of applause for him and his fantastic work. And Noel, if you're too young to remember, used to do hilarious wind-up phone calls. And I thought what we'd do is to celebrate the fact that this guy is a living legend. We love him dearly. We know he listens to the show when we're filling in. We know he's a big fan of what we do. We know that he likes everything I do, apart from the fact that I say the word crap too often. We also know the fact that Noel Edmonds thinks that Dave, Comedy Dave, is a...
cretin.
Quote from Noel Edmonds. So it's time to pay tribute, pay homage to the man, the legend that was Noel Edmonds, and replay one of the classic Noel Edmonds hilarious wind-up phone calls. Let's go!
And now, on Radio 1, it's time for another hilarious Noel Edmonds wind-up phone call!
Hello?
Morning, my name's Michael Rogerson of the Wildfowl Trust. Could I please speak to Mr. Oliver?
Yes, that's me.
Mr. Oliver, you have a teal pentire.
Yes, I do.
You took part in our adopt-a-duck.
Adopt-a-duck, yes.
I wonder whether I could interest you in maybe having another bird.
Well, I used to fancy Samantha Fox, but no, thank you, not anymore.
Any particular reason?
Well, she looks a bit haggard now, you know.
Quite.
With age and everything, she looks a bit, droopy.
I've got a puffin. I'm looking for someone to sponsor a puffin.
Well,
does it appeal?
Well, is it attractive?
Very, very friendly little puffin.
Oh, in that case, go and tell me more.
Certainly. It's 10 inches high.
Oh, 10 inches, yes.
It's male.
Oh, it's a shame.
It's 4 years old.
Oh, yes.
It eats worms and fish.
Just like the wife. Where is it?
It's with me at the moment.
Are you in bed?
Yes.
Right.
Wonderful little chap. Malcolm, his name is.
Malcolm?
Malcolm the puffin.
Malcolm the Puffin.
Just then he looked up at me. What a wonderful... I think if you saw the bird, I think you'd warm to him immediately.
Bloody pervert.
Sorry?
Nothing. So, where do we go from here?
If you were interested in Malcolm, I think the thing to do would be to come up to Slimbridge, meet him.
Take him out for dinner, that kind of thing.
And if you seem to get on well, adopt him.
Right, how much would that be?
Well, because of it being residential, it would have to be more than the Adopt-a-Duck scheme.
Adopt-a-Duck scheme!
But you've got facilities, have you, for a puffin? Have you got a sort of reasonable conservatory or...?
Well, you want him to live in our house?
Oh, yes, we're looking for a home for Malcolm.
Tough titties.
I'm just going to tell him. Malcolm, the answer is no.
For God's sake.
There's one very sad puffin sitting next to me now.
Oh, well, got to go. Brookside's on in a minute.
Well, I'll continue ringing round. Right. Mr. Oliver, thank you very much. Just before you go, I'm Noel Edmonds.
Right. And you sell puffins these days, do you, Noel?
Yes.
TV career gone down the tubes, then.
It wasn't bad, was it?
Well, the TV show used to be dreadful. Anyway, gotta go, sod off.
I could see you and Malcolm walking down to the shops together.
Yeah, bugger off, you stupid pervert. Goodbye. Bloody Noel Edmonds again.
There you go. Hey! Mr. Noel Edmonds doing how it should be done with one of those hilarious wind-up phone calls. Can we do another one tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Another Noel Edmonds wind-up phone call from the Radio and Archives tomorrow morning.
Cloudy over England and Wales with a few scattered showers, mainly dry in Scotland and Northern Ireland. The pollen counts high with temperatures reaching 21 Celsius, 70 Fahrenheit. Radio One Newsbeat, more at 9:30.
That really was extremely well read. Thank you, newsreader. We should do lunch.
We should do lunch.
Okay, you're paying.
All right, then. I'll be a few seconds late like you were at the bulletin. There you go.
He is the savior of Radio 1. He's loved by me and everyone. Don't give him crap because he's got a love gun.
And he's the best shot in Britain.
8:35.
They call him Chris Moyles.
Hello.
The savior of Radio 1.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play Ray's Organs.
Yes, it's... time to play Ray's Organs.
Yes.
Yes, it's time to play Ray's Organs.
Yes.
Yes, it's time to play Ray's Organs.
Yes.
Yes, it's time to play Ray's Organs. Yes.
Wednesday morning at Radio 1. Hello, I'm...
Hey.
What?
It's time to play Ray's Organs, you fool.
I'm sorry about that.
This is not the part of the show for you. It's the part of the show for me.
Woo!
Raymond Sink Plunger on Radio 1.
You're in a bad mood this morning. What's wrong? Fall out the wrong side of your plane?
I wasn't speaking to you, you chubby moron. I was trying to get on with my competition.
Okay.
Let's play. What I want you to do is guess which organ I'm about to remove from this body.
All right,
let's go.
Ooh. Another member of Virgin's lineup down the tubes.
Okay.
I'll get the machine.
Right. In my hands, I have a whole tangle of stuff.
Tangle.
It's a bit like spaghetti or a jellyfish, and it's grey and smelly.
Okay. There's loads of this stuff.
There's stuff everywhere. Look, all over the place.
That's a piece of paper. We had to guess what organ that is that you just removed.
Would you like some more clues?
Yes, please.
It's like spaghetti.
You just said that.
Yes, but I'm recapping.
Okay, all right.
It's like spaghetti.
Yeah.
It's like a jellyfish, and it's grey, and it smells horrible.
It's like spaghetti, it's like a jellyfish, it's grey, and it smells awful.
0500.
Is it John Peel?
No, it's not.
Right.
0500 110 100 if you think you know the answer. Call me. Why not?
It's Ray's Organs, and we'll be back, hopefully, with an answer in about 10 minutes' time.
Yeah.
Check it.
Baby, when the lights go out, I'll show you what it's all about.
Give you what you want through the days and the nights. Yeah, it's about time that we turn out the lights.
What's up in the house? I'm a member of Five, I'm coming at you, and I'm from Bedfordshire.
Baby, when the lights go out,
what is it with that? I don't get it. What? They're English. They're young boys. And yo, what they rap? Yo, they rap like that. Yo, with the house, going like a mouse. Everybody cheer. I've got head louse. I'm in Five. I'm alive. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Dive.
The one that sings that, some Warrington.
Is that how you talk if you come from Warrington?
No.
How do you talk if you come from Warrington?
I don't know.
Yo, here we yo, 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 in the snow, summertime, wintertime, anytime, it's party time in Warrington.
Doesn't really work, does it?
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Boy. Sam and Mayo is through the glass next door in the other studio. Hey!
Hello.
Well, you can't hear you. It's the soundproof.
Yo, yo, through the glass.
Yo, yo. Yo, yo, Mayo. You can't hear us, luckily. Hey, yo, what's up, Father Mayo? Yeah, boy. Yeah, that's how Sam and Mayo talks.
Off the air.
Yeah. When he goes to church. Yeah, boy. Oh, he's listening. Sam and Mayo's just given me the holy finger. A round of applause for
well
that.
Done. Well done.
Was it a Eurostar trip back? Was it? No. Was it a flight? Are you very, very tired? Do you hate Radio 1 for making you do this? No, you love them with a passion. The only people who are pleased about England not winning last night are Radio 1 management, who don't have to spend another £25,000 on making all the shows that they promised coming live from France come from France. But don't you worry about that. So, right, we've got Ray's Organs to play, haven't we, everybody?
Yeah, let's play it. Come on, let's go.
Can we play Ray's Organs?
Come on.
You want to play Ray's Organs now?
Yes. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play Ray's Organs.
Yes, it's time to play Ray's Organs. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it's time to play Ray's Organs.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
Yes, yes, it's time to play Ray's Organs.
Yes.
Yes, it's time to play Ray's Organs. Yes.
And here is the man himself, Raymond Sink Plunger. Morning, Raymond.
Good morning, people. How are you?
I'm very, very well.
Good.
Obviously, a bit disappointed with the result last night.
It was a shocker.
It was a what?
A shocker.
Was it really?
I was so upset.
Were you?
Mm.
Where did you watch the match, Mr. Sink Plunger?
I watched it in the pub.
In the pub?
In the pub.
Oh, lovely, lovely. And what were you drinking when you were in the pub?
Jugs of lager.
Mm.
With Ben.
Nice jugs.
Big jugs, very big jugs.
Mm. There was me, and there was Ben, and there was Comedy Dave.
So, three jugs.
Mm.
Right. Okay, let's go to the lines then. Pam on line one. Hello, Pam.
Good morning.
How are you?
All right, thank you.
Good. You're through to Raymond Sink Plunger. Off you go.
Good morning, Raymond.
Good morning, Pam. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. What do you think the answer might be?
I think it's the intestines.
The intestines?
The stomach.
Oh, stomach.
I'm not sure, Pam.
No.
I think, you know what? I think we're going to have to leave you for a minute and see what the others say.
Oh!
All right.
Let's just have 2 seconds of thought and wonderment. All right, good. Line two, hello.
Hiya.
Hiya, Caroline. How are you? You all right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm very good, thank you. Say hello to Raymond Sink Plunger.
Hiya, Ray.
Good morning, Caroline. Did you watch the football?
Yeah.
Are you upset?
Yeah, terribly.
Good. What do you think the answer might be?
Brains.
The brains? In the head?
Yep.
The thing Beckham loses, you know.
Ooh. Caroline, you know what?
What?
You're not correct.
Oh!
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And finally, line three. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Malcolm. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very well, Butter. Thank you very much. You're through to Raymond Sink Plunger.
Hello, Ray.
Hello.
Hello.
What do you think the answer might be?
Certain. Lower intestine.
The lower intestines. Oh.
The lower intestines, undoubtedly.
Didn't Pam say that?
No, she said the intestines, which is a general term.
Oh.
No, we're talking irritable bowel syndrome. Lower intestine.
Indeed. Malcolm?
Yeah?
You're absolutely right!
Hey! Hey! Fantastic!
Is it Malcolm, though? Doesn't sound like Malcolm.
What?
Doesn't sound like Malcolm.
What do I win?
Well, what do you mean, doesn't sound like Malcolm?
It sounds like someone else I know.
Chris!
Who?
Chris!
What?
Have you heard of irritable bowel syndrome?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. That's what you give me every time you take the pee out of me.
In what way?
Well, you're too sarcastic, you are. You've nicked a lot of my ideas. You've refurbished them for the late 20th century. And then you take the mickey out of me.
Of a man called Malcolm?
I think you owe me an apology.
Right. And your name is Malcolm what?
No, it's Noel Edmonds.
Yay! Gotcha!
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 I knew you all along.
Yeah, I did.
Hello, Noel.
Hello, good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well.
Well, you know, I thought something was up, but I thought it can't be Noel because he crashed the vocal on the song.
Oh, dear.
I'll tell you something. You very kindly put me on your show a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
I had no idea you were so gross and fat.
Thank you very, very much.
You're huge. There is an intruding
present. There is an intruding present.
Yes, but
very, very attractive, wouldn't you agree, Noel?
I thought you looked lovely.
Thank you very, very much.
And thanks for saving Radio 1.
Well, I'm trying my best. You never know, I might go save Virgin. So, what's happening with you then? What's the big thing happening in your life?
Just had a little baby called Alice.
Oh!
So there's no sleep, and I don't know why I'm bothering to talk to you, because I'd rather be in bed.
Oh!
Well, thank you so much.
But, and, that's it, really. So just having a break at the moment.
How many children do you have now that you're prepared to admit?
I have four daughters.
Four daughters?
Charlotte, Lorna, Olivia, and Alice.
Ah, isn't that lovely?
We're working our way towards a netball team.
Well, thank you very much for coming and playing Ray's Organs.
Well, that's my pleasure entirely. And if you want to know who set me up, it was Ben, who thought it was a great idea.
Well done, Ben.
I thought so.
Thank you, Vin.
You're fine.
Okay.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks a lot, Noel. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Noel Edmonds, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should we play True or False, then?
Yeah, go on.
Line one, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
All right.
Good. What's your name?
I've got a new work thing for you first.
You've got a new what?
A new thing for you first.
Okay.
Your mate, isn't he?
Your mate, isn't he? Oh, thank you very much for playing. Thank you very much.
Your mate Comedy Dave.
You what? My...
Your mate Comedy Dave.
What about him?
I like him.
Thank you. What, in what way, sir?
No, I like him. Good lad.
In a Hello Fifco way, or just a general funny way?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. You see, not everyone thinks I'm a moron.
No, you're brilliant.
You see? Good, anyway, would you like to play True or False?
Yes, please.
Thank God for that. Who would you like your question from?
You from.
Comedy Dave, obviously. Yeah. Off we go.
True or false, Dominic from The Sun supports Manchester City and his favourite player is Duve Rosler.
True.
It is true.
Hey!
True or false, baby dogs drink their baby milk from little puppy cuppies.
That's true.
It's false.
Oh, sorry about that. Bye-bye. Good for that. Line two, hello.
Come on, loyalty, baby!
Come on, boy! What's your name?
Matt from Doncaster.
Sonny Donny.
That's it.
Who would you like your true or false question from? Me?
No, Miles, you.
Me, okay. True or false, Dominic, who works for the Sun newspaper, never washes his underpants.
False.
It is false. He washes them, of course, at Christmas. Question number two, true or false, Victoria from the Sun newspaper was in the film The Addams Family.
Gotta be true.
It is true, she played the hand that used to run around.
Really, that was her?
Yeah.
Oh.
And question number three, Matthew Wright from The Mirror is a get.
True!
Well, it's false so far until he phones us. If he doesn't phone us by 8:30, it will be true, but so far you're wrong, I'm afraid. But thank you very much for having a crack. Bye-bye.
Come on!
All right, then. Line three, hello. Good. What's your name?
It's Stuart.
Calling from?
London.
What's your favourite All Saints song?
None of them.
Good. Right, who would you like your true or false question from? Ben, or Ben?
Ben.
Okay.
True or false, Dominic Duve has fun in the sun, but has deformed buns.
True.
It is true, very true. True or false, Victoria Morticia from The Sun has a very nice mum.
True.
It's false, I'm afraid.
Oh. Is her mum not very nice?
No, not very nice at all.
On your head be that one, then. And finally, line four, hello.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Rachel.
Rachel, how old are you?
I am 22.
22? Oh, you sound like a little girl.
I'm not. Honestly,
all right.
I'm not. Everyone says that.
Oh, okay, sorry. And where are you calling from?
Ashford.
Ashford in Kent.
Yes, that's right.
And are you single?
No, but could be arranged.
Really?
Yes.
Under what circumstances?
Lots. We won't go into that because I'll be on here for hours.
Really?
Yes.
Right, stop the music.
And why would we be on here for hours?
Well, it's a bit complicated situation.
Well, tell us.
No,
Go on.
No, I can't.
You're not happy with your boyfriend?
Well, I wasn't, and then... And I am now.
You are?
Well, I wasn't, and we split up for a little while, and I am now.
You're not, though. You're not convinced, though, are you? You don't trust him, do you? I can tell. I can sense it.
No, I'm more at the case that he doesn't trust me.
Really? Oh. Has he got a good right to not trust you?
I can't believe I'm discussing this on national radio, but, yes.
Do you play away from home?
I have.
Oh, really? You just can't help it, though, can you?
I know, it's awful, isn't it? But anyway, can we get on to
the competition? It's just the way you are. It's just the kind of girl you are. You're very friendly, and you just like to have a good time, and you don't see anything wrong with that. And you're young, and you should do these things while you're young. It's not as if you're married with kids or anything, is it?
Well, no, it's not, no.
Excellent. How long will it take to get a car from Ashford up to Radio 1?
I'm sure we can sort it out.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to send it.
Oh, I'd love to send it, yeah. So what do you look like? So tell us what you look like and we'll understand the problem more then.
What do I look like?
Yeah.
I'm 5'5".
Chichi.
I've got shoulder length brown curly hair.
Right.
I work in Boots the Chemist, so just come in and ask for me.
Excellent. So
well, any boots.
You can get stuff free. That's handy. You know, cough mix, just that kind of thing.
Sort of thing.
Yeah.
Party balloons.
What's your best feature?
My eyes, I think.
Your eyes.
And my teeth.
And your teeth.
Yeah, I like the teeth.
You've got sexy teeth, have you?
Oh, wow.
Hey, Ben, I met a girl last night. She had stunning pearly teeth.
They're perfect teeth.
Are they
all
really?
Right. I could say the usual things, but I won't.
Oh, go on. No. I'm only joking. I don't know if I want to play the competition with you now, because I'll only have to say you're wrong and cut you off, and that would be horrible, because
you
sound very
nice.
You
can't, then, can you?
Mm. So you're loyal now to your boyfriend?
Yes, I am.
Completely?
Well, I'm going out tomorrow night, but I am.
So are you loyal to him or not now?
Yes, I am. Yes, yes.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Seems we lost the line.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. It was when I pressed the drop button.
That's what he should do.
But have a lovely weekend. And I'm sure your boyfriend's going out with your sister anyway, behind your back. Strange little relationship going on there. I'm so upset we're not on next week. We could have her on every day. Little tales from Ashford and Kent.
So popular.
Exactly. It's 7:50 on The Breakfast Show.